Hi, everybody. I'm Bob Marone, along with Nick Fischetti for Westchester Talk Radio. And we're live this evening at Dave & Buster's in Pelham, New York, for the Business Council of Westchester's Rising Stars Alumni Event. We're produced this evening by Shark Creative and made possible by Robeson, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Michael Labriola Landscape Design, and A.G. Williams Painting. And this is fun for me. I know this man for years. He is the executive vice president, but the COO of the Business Council of Westchester. He's been with them for some time, former public servant as well in the legislature. Please welcome John Ravitch. Good evening, John.
Thank you for having me.
It's always good to see. I haven't had you on the air in a long time.
I remember back in the old days. That was great.
Back when we were doing it. John, tell us first. There are a lot of things I want to ask you about. But first, this event. Now, this is the alumni event, but I know that you give your alumni, if you will, who become rising stars, you give them work to do, whether it's judging for some of the various other awards that you do. Tell us how this all evolved.
Sure. Well, what's so exciting is that each year we have the great privilege of honoring 40 business leaders who happen to be under the age of 40.
It's amazing to me.
And they come from all different sectors. From the private sector and different professional service firms to biotech to non-for-profits to small businesses, hospitals, universities. And the goal is to recognize their accomplishments, but then to say, you've already made a commitment to Westchester County, and we want you to keep that commitment. So we have a wonderful ceremony, and then the next day they become the alumni.
Right.
And what we've tried to do over the last few years, and Heidi Winslow, who chairs our alumni group, has done a great job, is we want to retain them. And we want to keep them focused on the fact that we need them to really go out there and promote Westchester County. Mm-hmm. And promote the businesses that they do and why Westchester County is a great place to work, to live, and to play. And today to be at Dave & Buster's in Pelham is just another example of why we want folks can understand that Westchester has it all, and we just need to continue to bring it up. And what the alumni group now do is every year is they really try to drill down and help non-for-profits, raise money for non-for-profits, do some community service for non-for-profits, get some of their colleagues exposed to these non-for-profits that they might not know exist. So it's really an ongoing engagement that we have with these leaders, and it's been a very successful program that we're proud of.
Well, it certainly is. You know, I've covered some of those. I've attended them in another life I have as a business council member. They're actually exciting events, and you see all these bright young people coming up. It's really extraordinary. What I'd like you to do, you know, one of the rules of radio is you always have new listeners. Give them the thumbnail on what the business council does, the overview and the effect that it's had on the community.
Sure. Well, look, we're the county's largest business membership organization that focuses on economic development and advocacy. We have over 1,100 members, and they range from the multi-international companies that call Westchester home, the MasterCards, IBMs, Pepsis, Heineken, USAs, to all of the hospitals and universities, professional service firms in different sectors, mid-size and small businesses, and 150-plus non-for-profits. And our goal is to help our members grow, helping them build relationships amongst each other, putting them in front of stakeholders that might be helpful to their business, helping them market their business by using all of our different communication platforms, and then advocating for them on all levels of government, which you've been a part of.
I've been a part of
in so many different ways. So we have to be, on the advocacy side, we have to be the eyes and ears and sometimes the voice for our members to make sure that government understands that there are things we need them to do. And then there are certain things that we need them not to do.
Right.
And to get and not put more mandates and regulations and real hurt burdens on the backs of businesses that we want them to continue to be here in Westchester County.
Well, I've got to tell you, and I can speak firsthand about this, folks. I have two jobs. I do the radio, and everybody knows me for that. But I've been working and helping this nonprofit out. And they asked me to reach out to the planet. And I'm proud to say this, the very first thing I did was join the Business Council of Westchester, which I'd known about through you, the radio, and also having covered all the Business Council events. I've been on your bus rides, a little rowdy at one. I've been on the bus rides. I've met and been placed in front of all the budget and important people I need to meet on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. I mean, just tonight I networked with two people that I needed to meet, just doing this. And having said that, I understand now that you guys are doing some outreach. You now have the Business Council Network, the Business Council Podcast Network. You're going to be one of the hosts. I know it's produced by Shaw Creative, the same people who produce us here at Westchester Talk Radio. Tell us about that.
Well, we're really excited about this. And this came through an initiative from our executive committee as looking at what we always are looking to see what our next program can be to help Westchester businesses. Podcasts now are things that people listen to all over. So what we wanted to do was we wanted to create a platform of different shows, not just one topic, but different shows covering different topics. We have a small conference room in our office that, under the leadership of Andrew Castellano from Shark Creative, has turned it into a studio. So we are going to have an active, up-to-date, state-of-the-art studio, and we're going to have six different shows that we're going to be able to give, produce, and put out there for, obviously, the Westchester business community, but out there to the world. We're going to be able to put these podcasts out on all of the different sites that anyone, anywhere can get their podcast. Mm-hmm. And we hope that the topics for each of these shows are going to be ones that people would say, you know what, I'd like to spend 22 minutes listening to that. So we're going to have a podcast on leadership.
Yep.
We're going to have a podcast on what's trending in the business community and in other areas. We're going to have the advocacy podcast. We're going to have a podcast spotlighting our members, which gives them an opportunity to really raise their profile. We're going to have a podcast regarding our WIN initiative, and we're going to have a podcast dealing with, obviously, one of the biggest challenges that I think all employers are facing now is finding the right talent.
Absolutely.
So we're excited about it. We're going to start recording these shows next month. And
as I said,
it should be a very exciting problem.
Now, yourself and of course, your CEO, Marcia Gordon, are pretty familiar with the medium. And you've hosted your own show for 10 or 11 years now. So you've got that. That experience is going to make a difference. I can just tell you.
Well, I hope so. And, you know, I'm always trying to learn and trying to get good guests who really, we can have a conversation.
Sure.
We can have a dialogue. But more importantly, hopefully the people that are listening are going to want to learn more after those 22 minutes and might reach out to us or might reach out to the guests that we have.
Now, what will it be known as? Now, I've got here Business Council of Westchester Podcast Network. Will there be a website where we can go and listen?
It will be on our website, which is www.thebcw.org.
Okay.
We will have a landing page where all of those shows will be recorded and will be have a place to live. But again, we will be circulating using Shark Creative's help circulating these podcasts out to, again, the sites where people can go and listen to them and download them, whether they're in the car, whether they're working out in their gym, walking in their communities.
You seem pretty excited about it.
I am. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's always good to have fun. Being at Dave & Buster's on a end of a long week is a great way to be. So
it kind of is.
We're excited about that, and you can see the energy in the room, which I think is, your listeners can't see it, but they can hear it. So
well,
we're
yes,
excited about it.
Well, actually, you know what? They could hear it in your voice.
There you go.
I know you, as one of the hosts of this event, you have to go and do what you do. But I want to thank you for all that you do for the Business Council and the things that we members get out of it. And I wish you, loving radio the way I do, I wish you luck with the BCW Podcast Network. And I want to thank you for making this time for
Bob,
us.
Bob, thank you for being a good friend. And we thank Shark Creative for all they do.
All right. Thank you so much. And nice to see you again, folks. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio. We are live at Dave & Buster's in Pelham, New York. We'll be back after this.